keep saying how much they want a strong woman. What they really want is a cheerleader.
I'd like someone who's physically very frail and won't stop talking.
I just want what everybody wants. I just seem to have a harder time getting it.
Hey there, it's your Maximum Film co-host Alonzo here.
Drea here. Maximum Film co-host and your best friend.
Maybe you're thinking, it's not Friday. Why is there a new episode in my feed? Well, it's Max Fun Drive, a time full of fun surprises. So we're surprising you today with a tease of our bonus episode with Fantai's own Jarrett Hill.
This year, Alonzo and I have picked some films to complement the famed Ifejikude collection of 2021.
Call them cinema pairings, if you will. Last week, to complement Pacific Rim, we talked about Destroy All Monsters with Dave White.
This week, to complement Space Jam, we're talking about Who Framed Roger Rabbit with Jordan Morris.
And for our bonus episode, to complement Eddie Murphy's first and last directorial attempt, Harlem Nights, we watched 2004's Brother to Brother.
A little film that premiered once upon a time at Sundance. Perhaps you've heard of it. It stars a very young Anthony Mackie as a young gay art student who befriends an older man who was part of the Harlem Renaissance and has a very special little performance from the late Lance Reddick as James Baldwin, and it blew my mind when he popped up. R.I.P.
The clip you're about to hear is a raucous movie quiz in which we try to pin down some other popular movie titles from 2004. We had a lot of fun with this episode, and you will too, but only if you're a Max Fun member. For just $5 a month, you get access to 500 hours of bonus content, including this episode and many extra hours of us in your ears. And of course, you get the satisfaction of knowing that you're supporting the continued creation of a show that you love. Visit MaximumFun.org/join to become a member.
And if you're putting it off, please just do it now. This all counts during Max Fun Drive, and it is currently Max Fun Drive.
And thanks so much to everyone who's already done so. Enjoy.
And sure enough, this time around, Alonzo and Drea picked the movies, which is how we ended up watching an indie from 2004 called Brother to Brother. And then, after that, we're going to be pitching some movies about the lives of artists. But first, Marissa has yet another quiz for us.
Yet another, if he's favorite part of any show.
Yeah.
Listen, apparently the listeners love it. So it's the Max Fun, it's bonus content. These are the most devoted listeners. They need the best content, which apparently, according to one or two people, which is all the demographic I need, this is the best part. So this movie came out in 2004. That was almost 20 years ago. Scary. But, there are the way we look back on movies that are over a decade past, things change a lot. So what I have for you today is I went to IMDb and I looked up the most popular movies from the year 2004. And then I went on Rotten Tomatoes and I took a look at what the critics were saying about those movies. And I want you to guess what movies these are, all movies from 2004, based on the bad review that they have received somewhere on Rotten Tomatoes.
Which ties into the bad review scene from this movie.
Indeed. I didn't even realize that when I thought of this. I'll cut that part out. I definitely did this all on purpose.
Take the credit.
Yeah. I'm also going to tell you, even though, please, listeners, don't view this as us condoning fully the RT metric system of judging movies. But I am going to also tell you the Rotten Tomatoes score, because I think that might help you place what kind of
movie. For entertainment purposes only.
Indeed. So the first movie has a 90% RT score.
I'm sorry. I have to say, I love "for entertainment purposes only," as if someone might have been using this for scientific information.
I'm big into disclaimers. You know?
Somebody's writing a research paper about bonus content. So rather than a terrible review, here is just a sort of shady quote from a review of this movie that got a 90% Rotten Tomatoes score overall. A marked departure for the watchable yet thoroughly bland series.
Oh man.
I'm going to guess it's a Twilight, perhaps, of 2004.
Close, but no cigar.
2004 is, no. Is it Harry Potter?
It is Harry Potter.
Wow.
Some Harry Potter. I don't know which one would have been in 2004.
They knew.
Like,
they
knew which one do I think is boring?
Wait, is it Prisoner of Azkaban?
It is Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
The Alfonso Cuarón one, the critics love that one.
I was going to say, they're wrong. That one was good. I mean.
Yeah.
I'm into that one. Okay, the next movie, 92%. This is the next most popular movie on IMDb from 2004. And someone who didn't like it says, for all its highfalutin references, this is just another rom-com with a bit of angst and ontological confusion thrown into the mix.
What does ontological mean? Go ahead and run that by me. Let's get, you know, let's... Come on,
can you put that in the form of a can you put that in a sentence? Okay, so it's going to be a love story if they're like it's mm-hmm. dismissively calling it just another romance.
Relating to the branch of metaphysics dealing with the nature of being, I had to look it up. Couldn't quite nail that one down.
An appropriately cerebral reference for this particular film.
Okay, I'm going to say Sunshine.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Yeah, yeah, I'll go with that.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless. Yeah.
I'd like to buzz in and say Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Oh, and there's also like a minute long delay on here, so if anyone's already got an answer... Let me know.
Well, Ify was having computer issues and missed the part of the conversation where we found out that Alonzo was previously a Jeopardy contestant and Jarrett is a big Jeopardy head. So,
yes.
Yes.
It's so true.
Be all the prouder that you got that one, man. Okay. This next film.
Just, you don't need to buzz. Just yell, Drea.
Yeah.
You know.
This next film has an 84% on Rotten Tomatoes, but somebody didn't like it. Though better written, better acted, and with more wit and subtlety than your average teen flick, the atmosphere in this movie, with its promiscuous sex and, well, meanness, makes it almost as nasty to sit through as these girls are to each other. It is Mean Girls, yes.
I pulled the trigger too quick.
You guys got it. Look.
I think it's Mean Girls. Is that right?
You're in on it, yes. Here's one that has a 15% on Rotten Tomatoes. And yet
so it's going to be Iffy's favorite?
Was We'll see. Yet it was in the most popular movies on IMDb from this year.
100% going to be Iffy's favorite out of all these. I feel good about that.
Complements the awfulness of its protagonist's Caucasian camouflage with putrid bathroom humor, pitiable romance, and brainless racial/social commentary.
Is this white chicks?
Girls? White chicks? White chicks. Right? Isn't that the Wayans Brothers
white
one?
White chicks. Yes.
Yes.
I need to know Iffy's thoughts on White Chicks immediately. The movie, please.
Oh, you know I love that when that dropped. That was solid. Terry Crews at his finest. Everyone's firing off. Great VFX work, costume and makeup, undefeated.
Here's a quote I'll just throw in here up from one of the positive reviews. It says, I still found this hilarious. If this is ever on the TV, airline flight, or available on a streamer, I'm always watching.
Boom! Hey, okay, wait. Can I ask a very journalisty question? Because these ratings are interesting to me. What do y'all know about, like, the demographics of the Rotten Tomatoes voter? Like, do we know anything about that?
You know, older white guy, for the most part. I mean, that Rotten Tomatoes has, in recent years, made a much bigger effort to be as inclusive as possible with female film critics and critics of color. But I'm thinking 2004, right. It's mostly a lot of this.
I think that's a big factor, right? Because if you're pulling reviews from past years before they'd made an initiative, it's still going to be the reviews that came out then. You know, nobody's reviewing White Chicks in 2023.
Jarrett, what I'm hearing is you are personally shocked that White Chicks wasn't reviewed more strongly. That you will go to Matt for White Chicks.
Yeah. Well, I agree. I'm staying with you.
I was thinking to myself, like, 15 points? Like, or like 15, whatever. Like, what was the rating that it got?
Percent.
15%. And I was just like, wow. It made me really curious about who that audience was. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I was imagining it was white men. And I'm like, I get why older white men may not be as into White Chicks as everyone else, right? Because, like,
I do like the Vanessa Carlton joke.
How about we listen to a little bit of music?
Bro, How did you know? I love this song.
Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces pass, and I'm homebound.
I mean, any well-placed Vanessa Carlton joke, I will take, right? Put me on the piano. But, like, I'm fascinated by that. So I was curious about it. Because I think that everyone that I know that have actually seen White Chicks, they're always like, oh, it was really funny. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess so. But, like, it wasn't a great movie. Sorry, Iffy. I love you.
No, you know, look.
Iffy likes what he likes.
Yeah, I like what I like. It has flavor. You know, it may not stand the test of time, but it's what we needed. I wouldn't be surprised if we couldn't find a through line between the release of White Chicks and Obama's presidency. You know, it broke down the racial walls in America. It changed the way we thought about race in America.
I got one for you. In 2004, Barack Obama spoke at the Democratic National Convention, which is where he became famous, and people learned about him and first said that he was going to be president of the United States, and in 2008 is when he got elected. It wouldn't have happened without White Chicks in 2004 as well,
yeah.
Am I right?
That is the peanut butter and jelly sandwich that we needed.
Part of the conversation in the year 2004, you're talking about...
And then you have the peanuts gallery being like, oh, man, maybe I would vote that way.
There you go.
It's a sneak peek at Jarrett's new monologue.
Yeah. I am grateful that it makes me feel like I would be racist if I told you guys you were insane for that theory. So
thank you.
I'm just gonna just tamp down. I'm not touching that.
Be an ally and keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
I got
that,
one
that's
more.
Really standing.
I got one more.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.